AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The Justice Department will investigate Baltimore's police department following the death of a black man in police custody. Attorney General Loretta Lynch.
The Department of Justice is opening an investigation into whether the Baltimore Police Department has engaged in a pattern or practice of violations of the Constitution or federal law.
Like patterns of excessive force or improper stops and searches.
If unconstitutional policies or practices are found, we will seek a court-enforceable agreement to address those issues.
Six police officers are under arrest in Baltimore in connection with the death of Freddie Gray. On Long Island this morning, 30,000 police officers are attending the funeral of an NYPD officer shot in the head after stopping a man suspected of carrying a handgun. Officer Brian Moore was 25 years old. The suspect is in jail charged with murder. We got word this morning that the unemployment rate is down to 5.4%. Employers added 223,000 jobs in April. Mesirow Financial Services Chief Economist Diane Swank.
Rebound in employment is welcome news, but it's sort of two steps forward, one step back. We did see downward revisions to the month of March, which means we really did end the first quarter on a weak note.
Average hourly wages rose just 3 cents in April. A small plane has crashed on a busy highway after taking off from an Atlanta-area airport. All four people on board the plane were killed, according to authorities. We don't have any more information than that at the moment. The AAA expects more than 37 million Americans to travel for Memorial Day, they say, the most since 2005. This is AP Radio News. More high school kids are going to be able to take a college entrance exam online. Here's our Sandy Kozel.
For ACT test takers, the number two pencil is losing its luster. Greater numbers of test takers of the college entrance exam will be able to take the test on a computer next year. The ACT has announced that computer-based testing will be available in the states and districts that require students to take the ACT during the school day. About 1 million students could be affected. Participating schools provide the computers for testing. Sandy Kozel, Washington.
A federal appeals court says aviation officials had the authority to allow passengers to use cell phones and other electronics during takeoffs and landings. The nation's largest flight attendants union said it wanted airline passengers to return to stowing cell phones and other electronics during takeoffs and landings. The Dow is up 257 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.